Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, trying to reach Sharon Vaya.
Yes.
Thank you. We're calling from Opinion Research and we're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers this survey. May we start with your zip code, please?
One nine one two zero.
19120, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is your year of your birth?
79.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I voted, but that's confidential.
Okay. Would you choose someone else?
I voted, and I vote every year.
Okay.
About all elections.
Okay. The options in the list have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote. Can you choose one?
Can I ask why is it that people have, why are you calling it? I won't do a survey because I don't believe any type of surveys, and I just figure it's just not fair for people to display their personal information. It's confidential when people vote and who they vote for.
I understand. And this survey that we're conducting right now, believe me, your responses are entirely confidential.
But explain to me, what is the survey for?
This survey is a political survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. And your opinion is strictly confidential and will not be shared with anybody else.
Who did I vote for? Oh, maybe I did vote for, I don't know who I voted for. Maybe Donald Trump.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Moving on with the next question. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American? American Indian? Asian? Pacific Islander? Middle Eastern? Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote for many people? Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, I will definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Will it be in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by email, or other?
Voting by person.
Early or on election day?
I haven't made up my mind. I'll just be voting on election day.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. What number would you give to that one?
Well, I think if they came out and voted, they would have 10. Possible. I would say, I think they would, if they came out and voted, they probably have 7.
Okay, 7. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, And 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which is neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, mm-hmm. depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate. So let's start with Mark Kelly.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The name, the first name, the first person is Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly. I was a 5.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
5.
Tim Walz.
5.
Josh Shapiro.
10.
J.D. Benz.
5.
Donald Trump.
5.
Barack Obama.
10.
And Joe Biden.
8.
Okay, and what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? From the list that I will read out, please select the top 3 issues most important to you. In migration, access to good jobs, rising cost of living, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality healthcare, criminal justice and police reform, abortion, protecting and expanding voting rights, climate change and the environment, better transportation systems, public safety including gun violence, affordable quality housing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you select the top 3 of those that you feel?
I would accept affordable housing, gun safety, public safety, affordable housing, gun safety, the immigration law.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yes, just the top 3.
All right. Okay, read those back again because maybe I'm skipping some.
Okay, sure. So, immigration, access to good jobs, rising cost of living, access to quality education, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality healthcare, criminal justice and police
okay.
reform.
So, mm-hmm. so racism.
Mm-hmm.
Racism, healthcare,
affordable quality healthcare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, affordable quality healthcare, racism, and gun laws.
Okay.
Why is it only 3? Because it should be 4. Because you need better, jobs out here.
Yeah, we know there's more. This is the top 3 issues. It's a top of 3 issues.
This top 3 easiest, racism, jobs,
mm-hmm.
racism, jobs, and gun control.
Okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't even think Robert F. Kennedy is not even included in it. I don't even think he's included. So he's more so would be the same way they did the year that Donald Trump and Biden was in. They also threw Bernie Sanders in, which he was not a nominee at all. Not so it's the same way. Bringing John F. Kennedy, he's not a candidate for the race either. He was mentioned, but he's not going to be a candidate. Not even on the independent side. He's not running at all. So I guess at that point, I would probably vote my party, which is Kamala.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I'm not against Donald Trump, so I would say more for her.
Thank you.
Because of the policies mm-hmm. and difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your response on that one. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote? Or much less motivated to vote?
Well, it's neutral. I'm still going to vote. It's not that I'm motivated. It's just a thing that it's a right that mm-hmm. my ancestors have paved the way for me to do, and that's what I do.
Would you say makes no difference then?
I'm not going to say it makes no difference. It will make it at a neutral. I'm still going to vote. I'm going to exercise my right because it's my right to do so.
Okay. Thank you. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Compared to last month, are your feelings about the
neutral,
Democratic
Party? Neutral.
Okay, I need to pick one of the five. Would that be makes no difference or?
Yes, makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I guess some.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. From the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is represents the AAPI community.
And what's the number? I'm sorry, say that again.
The entire question or just the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The entire question is, for each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. The first trait is... represents the AAPI community.
No.
Would it be really does not?
Really does not, no.
Okay. The second trait, fights for all of us.
Um, I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Is it someone young people could look up to?
If she's someone young girls can look up to.
Mm-hmm. Neutral.
Would it be don't know or really does not describe?
I don't know.
Okay. The fourth trait is prepared to be president.
I'm sorry, say that again.
If she is prepared to be president, does it really describe her, somewhat describes her, describes a bit, or really does not describe her?
You said if she becomes president?
The trait says, is prepared to be president. Would you say that trait really describes her? Somewhat describes her a bit.
What was the, I missed the word, what she was singing, the first word.
Is prepared to be president.
Is prepared, is that what you're saying?
Correct, prepared.
Is prepared to be president. What is the question? So, okay, is prepared to be president, what?
Okay, does so from that statement.
You mean, is she prepared to be president? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct.
Is she prepared to be president?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you say it really describes her?
Yes.
Okay. The fifth is tough on crime.
I don't see no fucking money tough on crime. That's why it's out here. So clearly that's like, that's not even neutral. That's like if it's a number 1 to 10, 0 to 10, I will put it at 4. Great.
Would you say then that it describes her a bit?
No. It doesn't describe nobody. No. We got too much crime out here for me to say that anybody is doing anything to prevent it. So no.
Okay. Would you choose really does not describe then?
Yeah. No describe.
Okay. The sixth one is a strong black woman.
Is she a strong black woman? It doesn't. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
The seventh one is governs with an iron fist.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The last one restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I guess.
Would you say that describes her somewhat?
Yes, it describes her. It describes her somewhat, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris by somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or makes no difference. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, INC, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Does that make you... Okay. Would that be somewhat more favorable?
Yes.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Okay. So, and what is my reply supposed to be?
Would you say that makes you much more favorable of her? Somewhat more favorable?
It doesn't make me favorable. It's to each his own.
Would you say no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Now, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
That makes me favorable, yes.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay. Kamala started a program called Back on Track, a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Much favorable.
Thank you. Kamala is doubtingly referred to as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
Favorable.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat. I mean, she's mom.
Okay. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Okay, repeat that.
Sure. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras. Okay.
More favorable.
Thank you. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Six.
Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you?
Why are these questions so repetitive? They're the same thing.
We're just a couple of questions about to finish. It's about to end. No problem. Would you rate it from 0 to 10? Would you give it a number?
For what? I'm sorry, say it again.
No problem. Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
6.
Okay.
7.
Okay. 7. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. And remind me, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
More for.
Okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I will hope some.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Yeah, I do. I think she will.
Would it be a lot of trust?
It would just be neutral. I mean, I think she would do the best she can. I mean, she's not the one that, I mean, she doesn't do everything by herself. It's a whole bunch of people that has decisions with this. So I trust that she would do the best she can.
Okay. Would you say, from the 5 options, would you say a lot, some, little, or don't know?
I would say some.
Okay. Thank you. And we're about to finish. It's only 2 more questions. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to 3. Local TV news, Fox News, family and friends, Facebook, Instagram, CNN, Twitter, network news like ABC, CBS, NBC, national newspapers, MSNBC, TikTok, Snapchat, local newspapers, or local radio?
Oh, boy. I guess national news. Local news.
local TV news, okay?
I don't trust Fox. I don't trust CNN. They all combat, they competitive, and they all have different. Each candidate for Fox is for the Republicans, and CNN is for Democrats. So you won't hear both sides at an equality, with an equal share of information. So I'll get it from a news station where everybody is just talking. There doesn't appear to be too biased.
Okay. Besides local TV news and from the list I read, would you choose more or just that one?
I would choose local. I would choose national news.
Like national newspapers?
Yes.
Okay.
Network news.
Okay, network news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would that be all?
Mm-hmm.
This one? Okay. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election? You don't use group chat?
No.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent, Democrat, or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I would just say neutral.
Okay. I need to pick one of the two. Would it be not as strong?
Not as strong, yeah.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $250,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.